Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to The Chalene Show. Chalene is a New York Times bestselling author, celebrity fitness trainer, and obsessed with helping you live your dream life.
I'm Chalene Johnson. I am a New York Times bestselling author. I've created multiple exercise programs, infomercials. I've written books, and I've received thousands of comments, letters, and inquiries from grown women and men just like you who have struggled their entire lives with weight issues, with their beliefs about their bodies, their beliefs about their value, whether they're a good person. And the one thing that I've learned in my experience is that so much of this stems from something that happened, sometimes just one simple comment that they heard as a child. So today, I want to give you some things that you absolutely must keep in mind if you have kids. And for those of you who don't have kids and you're interacting with kids, this is really important to you. And if nothing else, it may give you some insight as to why you personally struggle with body image. I can deliver to you the very most important thing that I think you need to know, that everybody needs to know, and it's this: when dealing with kids, never, ever, ever, never, under any circumstances, should you talk to a kid about their weight. Period, end of subject. Sue me if you disagree. I don't care if you disagree. It's my opinion, and the reason why I have such a strong opinion on it is because I've seen, I've heard, I've met so many people who struggle endlessly, like they thoughts of suicide, thoughts of depression, thoughts that they are a person who doesn't deserve love, someone who's tortured themselves all their lives because of one really cruel, unnecessary comment. And you know, we mean well as parents. We want our kids to have the best of all opportunities, right? So we want them to be healthy. We don't want them to be teased. But dude, listen to me. Your kids know. Your kid knows if they've got a little weight to lose. They know it. And the last person they need to hear from is you. They're already getting that message from TV, and they're getting it from magazines, and they're getting it from the other kids in their classroom, and they're getting it from strangers. They're getting it everywhere. What they need from you is love. They don't need for you to mention anything about their weight, period. I just can't think of one example where you should. Well, Chalene, how do I deal with it then if I've got a kid who's struggling with their weight? Well, what they're struggling with is their health, and they're struggling with their own body image. And they're struggling with the belief and maybe knowledge about how to eat and how to be active. And so the bottom line is, talk to them about health. Talk to them about energy. Talk to them about feeling good. Talk to them about how to fuel their body so that they feel like they're alive and awake and alert and they've got the energy to do things. But never talk to them about their weight, period, end of subject. It's never, ever, ever good. Whether it's someone who's underweight or overweight. I mean, I get letters from women who all their lives were teased for being too thin or skinny. And for some of us, we're like, that would be my dream come true, right? Like, we joke about it, like, yeah, I wish I was too skinny. When you're a kid, all you want to do is fit in. You just don't want to look different from everybody else. So I know this is really hard for some people to wrap their brains around, but it's just as hurtful for a kid to hear over and over and over again, oh, you're so skinny, you're a beanpole, you're a stick. Don't you feed your kid? Like, that is just as rude and just as hurtful as saying to a kid, do you really need to eat that donut? Haven't you had enough food? Do you really need to go back for seconds? Or, wow, you're getting a little pudgy, aren't you? Or you've gained some weight. Like, it's all hurtful. Talk to your kids about health. Promise me you won't talk to your kids about weight. Number two is this. It hurts. Those looks, those innuendos, those seemingly innocuous comments like, oh, that's not the right outfit for your body type. Kids know what that means. They know what that means. 6 years old, 7 year olds, they know what you're saying indirectly, and it hurts. So what do you do? What do you do if your daughter is going through that teen stage where they put on extra weight and they don't even realize that their body's changing and why? And what do you do if your daughter wants to wear something that is just way too tight and it's all wrong? Let them wear it. Tell them how beautiful they are. They've got a mirror. They know exactly what they look like. And it's up to you to make them feel beautiful and loved and accepted. And no matter what they're wearing, they will figure it out on their own. You know, the best place to build confidence is at home. My number three tip is if you've got men in your life, if you've got husbands, brothers, and uncles and grandpas, they don't sometimes recognize how hurtful comments can be, especially to young girls. It's our job as grown women to fill them in. You know, I had to have that conversation with my husband. He's got a brother. He doesn't have sisters, right? And guys on the football team, they're always talking about, yeah, dude, you got to drop weight or you got to gain weight. Like, it's no big deal. Like, you tell a girl in front of 60 other teammates, hey, you need to drop weight. That young girl will probably never come back to that team or that squad. And if nothing else, she'll remember it the rest of her life. It'll scar her. How do I know? I've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of letters. I have a stack of letters from grown women who can recall one comment like that that stayed with them the rest of their lives. So the guys in our lives, they don't necessarily know how hurtful these things are. I had to have that conversation with my husband. I'm like, listen, so we have a daughter, and here's the deal. You're never going to comment on her body other than something that's strong and healthy and that she's an athlete, but you're never going to talk to her about her weight. You're never going to objectify other women on TV. We're just not going to talk about it. It doesn't exist. The only thing that exists is how incredibly talented, confident, smart, athletic, strong, capable our daughter is. But we're not going to talk to her about her body image other than how amazing she is just as she is. And I also had that same conversation with her older brother. As soon as he was able to kind of like understand the concept, I said, listen, I don't care what kind of a fight you're in with your sister or argument. You want a confident younger sister, don't you? You don't want a sister who thinks that she's trash or that she's got to give her body away or that her only value comes from her body. You want a confident sister that you're proud of, right? You can help instill that confidence in her and make sure you never comment on her body. And we just constantly instilled that message in him. And I'll tell you what, kids are pretty confident. I don't know, but I hope I've done a good job. And the person I've had to role model that from, my own mom and dad, and they were phenomenal. Like, I don't have body images because I never heard my mom talk about other women's bodies. I never heard her call herself fat or look in the mirror and go, I need to lose weight. Like, none of that stuff. Which leads me to my next point. Don't make your stuff your kids' stuff. If it bothered you that you carried extra weight through high school or you felt like the chubby kid or the skinny kid or whatever, don't make that your kid's issue. Like, all you're doing is perpetuating that body image. You're passing it down like genetics if you're making your stuff their stuff. Don't talk about your body in front of your kids except that it's a machine and you're so proud and you're so grateful and you're so thankful. And don't compare yourself to other people, because every time you compare yourself to other people, all you're telling your kids is that they should compare themselves to other kids. And you and I both know there's going to be kids taller, skinnier, prettier, stronger, you name it, is everywhere. You are perfect just as you are. God made you perfect. He doesn't make mistakes. Honor their beauty. Like, look at how trends change. Like, suddenly having a big butt is like a cool thing. And next year, having no butt's going to be a cool thing. Like, we can't change who we are. It's our DNA. Celebrate it. It's beautiful. It's amazing. And there's nothing more attractive than confidence. And there's no greater gift you can give your children than the gift of confidence. And then lastly, it's this. If you really do have a child who's struggling with their weight, maybe they've already come to you and they're like, Mom, I'm getting teased. And you see them struggling with this. The very best thing that you can do is be a role model. We're buying the food. We bring the food into the house. You can't expect your kid to get off their games and off their phone if that's what you're doing. If you come home and then you plop down on the couch and you're on Facebook or you're on your phone and you're checking social media and watching videos and you're not looking up from your phone either, how can you expect your kids to be active? Get out there and do some stuff. Don't say, hey, all right, now we are all exercising and all of the junk food is getting thrown away. Like, nobody wants to be punished. Nobody wants to be told what to do. We want to experience things as a family. Believe it or not, they just want to hang out with you and have your full attention. So if you put down your gadgets and your gizmos and you actually start buying healthy whole foods and you start educating the family without punishing the family, don't walk in and make a declaration like, all right, we are throwing out all the junk food. There's going to be no more soda. You just do it kind of sneaky and gradual. That's my recommendation to you. Do it stealth-like. And if your kids are like, hey, Mom, what happened to the chocolate-covered yum-yums that we had? And you just go, last time I went to the store, they didn't have them. It was kind of weird. You just do that and you slowly and gradually, not cold turkey, slowly and gradually make these changes. Hey, it's up to you. Educate yourself. Watch the movie Fed Up. Have you seen that movie? It's going to blow your brain. It'll blow your mind. Watch it as a family. You can watch it on Netflix. I'll put a link for it. You've got to watch that documentary. It's just eye-opening. It's shocking. For so many people, it's like we know we want to make these changes. We kind of get it. But when you watch a video like that or forks over knives, you realize that we have an obligation to feed our kids what's healthy, what gives them life, what gives them the greatest possible potential. And that starts with our food choices when we go to the grocery store. Because I'm telling you, kids will carry this with them the rest of their lives. Even when you think you're being real like nonchalant about it by just giving them a look and saying, oh, aren't you full? Do you really need seconds? You know, kids, man, that hurts. That hurts. They know. So there's a better way to do this. And I want to be there for you to help you do what I know you want to do as parents. And that's to raise kids who feel amazing about themselves, that they know they've got greatness in them. They can do anything, that they're not worried about what the world thinks about them, that they're not consumed by perfection and body image, and that they don't have to struggle with their weight the rest of their lives. It's a gift. Give your child that gift.
This episode has been sponsored by CourageousConfidenceClub.com. It's a club that I've created specifically to help people who struggle with confidence and insecurities and social settings and just standing up for themselves, being yourself and feeling good about it. All of us could benefit from having more confidence. I'd love for you to just experience a taste of it. So please be my guest by going to shaleenjohnson.com/confidence tips. Now, if you don't feel like writing that web address down or remembering to go there later, all you have to do is, while you're listening from your phone, send me a text message. The number is 949-565-4337, and that is for U.S. residents. Then just send me the word confidence, and I will send you access to this video. This video will help you to eliminate self-doubt and just feel more confident in any situation, whether it's work or personal or just your social interactions. Every one of us can benefit from having more confidence. There you'll submit your email address and I will immediately send to your inbox my latest training video where I teach you step by step how to feel more confident in just about any social setting. I think you'll find this incredibly useful, whether it's business or personal or just in your everyday interactions. Confidence is something that makes life easier. It helps you to raise more confident, self-efficient children. It allows us to speak our mind, to stand up for ourselves, to do the things that otherwise we are paralyzed by fear, and we just allow our own thoughts to stop us. By learning how to overcome self-doubt and fear of success, you can become that confident person that others are attracted to. The person you want to be, the person you deserve to be, the person you know is inside of you. So thank you for checking out my free tools by going to shaleenjohnson.com/confidence tips.